Blog Talk Radio.
Royalty, royalty, powers of the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt, saying we do something we don't. Hurting people, saying we do things that we won't. Whooping sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Yeah. That you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
I made an attempt to take over.
he's doing a beautiful job. Beautiful job. I think Prince Erwin might be a little late today. He called me, but I didn't get a chance to get the call. So what's been going on, Brother Jonia?
Oh, I'm just listening to this news that they got on about the Republicans sent a letter to the hardliners in Iran and told Iran that whatever agreements that they make is not going to hold for the next president. Yeah, it went over Obama's head.
What?
You understand? Yeah, you know. So, you know, this is I'm looking at it all being part of the Almighty's plan. You understand? See,
yes,
they're trying to hold on to something that's not going, that is definitely not going to last. You understand? This American dream and American understanding is on its way out. You understand? And it's, you know, it's just it's scary in one hand, but it's also, you understand, part of the Almighty's plan. You understand? Prophecy is getting ready to unfold itself right before our eyes.
Wow. Wow, that is deep. Wow, yeah. They went over the president's head and started doing their own foreign policy. Oh, my goodness, this is going to get real ugly real, real quick.
That is correct. You understand? It's right around the corner. You understand? You know, like I said, you know, like I say all the time, man, we're in the single digits here. You understand? And this stuff right here, it's coming together, you understand, real fast. You know, in Zephaniah, it says that the Almighty's judgment is hastening quickly. Hastening is means it's going fast, but it's even faster when it says it's hastening quickly.
That's some bold stuff. Like, they have gone too far. They have gone too far. That is some. Yeah. That's almost like setting up a coup right in the face of the American people. A whole other government is stepped up to the forefront and basically took over.
You know, Nasi Elron said one thing that I totally agree with. There's nothing that a black man should say that a white man got to listen to. And that's what they're doing with Obama. You understand what I'm saying? Everything that he says, they come up with some old crazy stuff, you understand? All of his bills and stuff, man, they won't bring it to a vote. You understand? You know. And they look, see, if you just a common black man, they ain't gonna listen to you. Now he's president. Oh my goodness, boy, they definitely ain't gonna listen to him.
man, that is deep. I mean, that people don't realize. I don't think how serious this is. People don't have a clue how serious this is. This has never happened. Has it ever happened in your lifetime? When Congress has stepped over the president?
Yeah. I'm telling you. You understand? So here's the key, you understand, is that we got to listen to what's going on and we have to act accordingly. When I say accordingly, I'm talking about us trying to take charge of our life, because these people ain't got got us in mind at all. You see what they're trying to do? You understand? They don't have us in mind. When the place gets ready to fall down, man, they're going to be scrambling and scrambling and screwing. Oh, man, it's going to be a terrible scene.
Yes, it is. And they really don't want to provoke. They really don't want to provoke our wrath. I mean, because if they do that, it's curtains.
Yeah. See, those people, you know, those people were the highwaymen back in ancient times. You understand? You couldn't travel up and down that highway, you understand, going between Egypt and Cairo or one of those places, you understand, without getting your stuff taken. You understand? So all they did was they opened up the sleeping giant. They awoken the sleeping giant. You understand? And they, you know, they will die. You understand? They've proven that they will strap a bomb onto them and run into a place. You understand? You know what I'm saying? So how can you hurt one of those folks, man, when they'll die for their cause? You understand? You know,
amen.
So, you understand? You know, and see, another thing here, too, is they did this a long time ago, man, when the French and the British went into Iran and Iraq, which was Persia and the Medes at that particular time, you understand? And they joked with them people and stuck needles in them, and they've been needling them all along, you understand?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, you're right.
You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, and see, those are the type of people, those people right there, man, they don't forget. You understand? You know what's so crazy? You understand? They had a guy in that was Iraqi. You understand? And they agreed, you know, and he told them some stories about Iraq. And I said to myself, leave somebody, you understand, Iraqi, you understand, and go along with him, you understand. See, these people right here, they think they elitists and press and elite, you understand, and they think that everything that they do, you understand, they ain't get nobody to do nothing. We the superpower, you understand what I'm saying? And they don't know. Well, they don't know. They open up the super. The sleeping giant.
You know what? And you know what? They ought to be scared. I mean, on both ends, because they're getting it on both ends. You know, you've gone against the president-elect of the United States of America. You basically stepped over his head, all of his security advisors, the foreign policy advisors, all of them. You stepped over their head and did what you wanted to do. That right there alone is a very dangerous place to be in. Not only that, but you sent a letter to an enemy and let them know that under no uncertain terms are you all going to do everything in your power to block what they're doing. That's the man, they crazy. I mean, that's crazy right there.
And not only that, you understand, they let, what's his name, Benjamin Netanyahu come to speak before the Congress. You understand? He's the wrong person for that. Because he's already shown his colors on several occasions that he can't be trusted. Every time they tell him, they say, well, listen, we don't want you going over there and taking no more provinces. You guess what he said? He thumbed his nose up at them. You understand?
Yeah.
And then here's another thing. He said all of these things, but did they get any confirmation from the other other people that he accused of doing this, that, and the other? They ain't gonna let them brothers come. They ain't gonna let them people come before them and say anything or to review what Benjamin Netanyahu. They took his stuff at face value, and he's a louse. He's the one that's starting all of this stuff. You understand? You know, and, you know, it's going to be a war. You understand? And that's when Russia and China and North Korea is sitting on the fence. He's like the, what they call him? They call him the, he's the, he's against Russia and he's against China and America. But he's definitely against them. If they fall on America, he's falling on America, too.
You understand? Yeah. Well, the Medes and the Persians. The Medes and the Persians. Iran is the Medes against the Persians, and Russia is the Medes. If you mess with Iran, Russia is right there to back him up. And they've always been together, and they was a superpower together, and this is going to get real ugly. I'm not mad, oh, man, oh, man.
That's the American, you know, America feel like they're the superpower and can't nobody fall on them. You understand? What can you do to us, man? We the superpower. That's how they think. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and, you know, if you want to know the truth about it, all of those nuclear weapons and what's names is not going to save them. I'm going to tell you that right now. You understand? They can have all the nuclear weapons that they want. You understand? That ain't going to do nothing but help put them in the grave. You understand? Ain't nobody in their right mind store up nuclear stuff. You see what happened with them was it China that earthquake, man, destroyed one of those nuclear plants and it destroyed a whole country over there. I said, come on, man. I think that was the dumbest move that anybody could make. Nuclear weapons. Woo.
That's some serious. This is shit. I never thought in my years of living that I would be alive to see the things that are happening right now, right before our eyes. I just never thought I would be able to see that. Even though Congress had the authority to do the things that they've done, they have never done what they've done with this presidency here, right here. They've never done this kind of stuff.
Because he's a black man. You understand? He's a black man, and they don't have to listen or say or do anything that no black man say. You understand? And they live and they die by that. And guess what? They'll take everybody with them too. All of us with them. You understand? All those that believe in that. You understand? But I know that the Almighty, you understand, before. If this stuff don't happen before the Almighty brings his great wrath, you understand? You understand? They ain't going to get a chance to do none of that. It'll be a wet dream.
And you know what? I watched a clip where the news reporters were confronting Boehner. And this is all just like, oh, you're really bold. I mean, that's some bold stuff. I mean, for real.
Yeah.
That is some that is like separating yourself. You know, they were talking about bipartisan and all that. They are separating themselves from the administration of the president of the United States. And they got their own agenda. We have a breakdown in our own government right now. Never.
It's a coup. You understand? They got a coup going on. You understand what I'm saying? They can overthrow anything that Obama at the White House and the Democrats have anything to do with. They trying to overthrow it, but they don't know what they're doing. They think that they're trying to hurt Obama. You understand? And that as soon as they can get a president in there. You understand what I'm saying? They can change things around, but they don't even have a plan. They don't have no idea as to what to do. They so bent on doing evil, and they can't think about doing anything else.
I mean, that's some scary stuff. I mean, you know, we've been reading the Bible all these years, and we're looking at prophecy all these years, but you can almost see right now, right before your eyes, the breakdown of this nation. Because for them to do that to the rest of the world, it looks as though this nation is on its way out. Anytime you can go against the presidential administration without any regard for the image that it has brought, the years of authority that it's brought around the world, and it looks like this, the other governments will consider us to be weak.
That is correct. I was just getting ready to say it, that all the other countries is looking at us as these guys is falling apart.
That was just wild on so many levels. You know, it's almost like a cry of fear. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's panicking. And they're anticipating something happening, and it's not just because they sent a letter to Iran, it ain't gonna make no difference.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. You understand? You know, so and we can see that it's the hand of the Almighty, because we don't, you know, see, you know, guess what? We in a primary position. All we got to do is gather ourselves, and he's going to hide us in the day of his great wrath. This is what the Almighty said, that if we gather ourselves, because when he's talking about there's going, when he's talking about hide us in the great wrath, he's talking about actually something going to happen.
Yes, and we want to have a hiding place because it's going to get ugly. If they come into this country, China owns a whole lot of the United States. Russia owns a whole lot of the resources in the United States. So they already own it. And it's just a matter, we already got foreign troops on our land. There's already foreign troops here on the land. They got ships out in the water ready to move in at any time. And then you go do something like this and show everybody that the house is weak. That's crucial.
You know what makes it so
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Jump feet.
I said, that's just like you telling your kids, we're going in here, staying here. And then why your kids go out in the street and tell everybody what's going on in your house? And it just tears down the fabric of authority when that kind of stuff happens. And that's exactly what they just did. With no regard for the way it looks to the other nations. But like you said, it's the hand of the Most High. Because he said it was going to break down, and he meant it. And it's breaking down right in the, within the, our own house. It's breaking down. And everybody's wrong and behind the Republicans because, like you said, they really don't want a black man in power, even though he hasn't done anything any worse than Bushman did. They did all the same stuff, but they don't want a black man in power. And they're waiting for this new man to come on the scene, and it really might not be the whole president after this. I mean, they really got to think about what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to show you. This likens unto boxing. You know, we had a lot of heavyweight boxers. Heavyweight boxing was the key. You know, you had a heavyweight boxer. You understand? We had, they always wanted the white hope. You understand? That's what they call them. They put a lot of boxers up there, you understand, to take the crown away from the black person, you understand, that was in power or that had the heavyweight championship, you understand? And this is what they're trying to do now. They're looking for a white hope that's going to say something to get them out this mess that they didn't conjure it up. They conjured this stuff up. It wasn't nobody did this. Well, the Almighty, of course. But I'm saying, you know, he put it in these people, you understand, that they can't even think clearly. They can't even think. They didn't even think this one through. Understand what I'm saying?
That's crucial. I wonder if Prince Elron is on the line yet or not. I guess he's not, because he would have spoke up. But, I mean, this is serious. I mean, this is really serious. I mean, that's serious. I mean, that's serious.
Yes, it is. And they had a person that come up there, man, their stuff is just as raggedy as anybody's on the face of the earth. They had Benjamin Netanyahu, who, you understand, who got problems of his own. They can't even think to bring him into the play, but they brought him up there, man, to make the plea to go into Iran, you understand, and don't let them get nuclear weapons. They got 300 nuclear weapons, you understand, and they won't even let them be inspected, you understand? So how can they even get him to come up there and say anything about anybody? You understand? Because he's not adhering to the rules and regulations. You understand? The AEIO or AEOOU, you understand, them inspectors. You understand? He won't even let them come in there to inspect their stuff. You understand what I'm saying? He's been at every turn when they told him, they said, well, we don't want you to build the UN. Said that they against the him building any more buildings on other people's properties. You understand? Or going in there and expanding. You understand what I'm saying? You know what he said? He didn't say nothing. He just kept on doing what they'd been doing. You understand? And now on top of that, you understand? They are ousting all the black folks from Israel. You understand? And you know, because they claiming that it's supposed to be a white. It's supposed to be white only. These people get ready to go for.
That weakness to me. It looks like weakness to me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It looks like weakness. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Yeah.
It just do. It looks like weakness, and everybody's afraid because they know the prophecy just like we do, and they're doing, like you said, they're doing everything in their power to try to salvage this place. And they have basically ran its course. Every civilization that's been like this one has had their opportunity, and nobody felt like it was over once it was over. Nobody wanted to let it go. But when the mic I say it's over, it's over.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. And there's nothing that they can do about it. You understand? You know, but you know that you know one thing that they can do. You understand? Which would be too little, too late. You understand? Is admit that they wrong. You understand? You know, that I think that
they
that's too
little. That.
Oh no, they ain't gonna do that. They ain't not gonna relinquish no power, Sister Yaina. They not gonna do that. They gonna hold that. Listen, I'm telling you, man. They'll take this place down and they'll take everybody with them. You know, we got a power that's second to none. He is our power, whether we accept him or not. You understand? Whether we know him or not. You understand what I'm saying? And there's gonna be a remnant that he said is gonna be a remnant, man. You understand? And he's gonna save his people. He said that Jacob shall be saved. He said that he was never gonna make an end to us. He said that we are the apple of his eye. You understand? So, you understand? It's just a matter of time, man. You understand? And the Almighty got it all figured out. He got it all figured out. This is, you know, and the time period is winding down. It's winding down. You understand? Woo! You understand? I mean, it's a scary thing, but it's also a thing of a jubilation on our parts because we're going back home. Sooner, you know, it's not going to be no magical, mystical moment, you understand, no silver bullet, no pixie dust that's going to get us out of this mess. It's going to take some us getting together, you understand, and learning how to work together. Prayer is important, but it's no more important than doing. No more important than doing. You understand? Doing, you know, if we do what the Almighty ordains us to do, commands us to do, you understand, he will be with us. He will. There's no doubt about it. He's all through the scriptures he's been with us. And we turn around and kiss it off as though it ain't nothing. You understand? Or he's going to save us. You understand? Come on. You understand? That's why it's only going to be a remnant, because a lot of us think that, oh, he's going to save us. You understand? We ain't got to worry about it. You understand what I'm saying? We got to relinquish all of those little indiscretions that we think that the Almighty ain't looking at. You understand? You know, because we're not going home, you understand what I'm saying, under those pretenses. Hallelujah.
I completely concur. I completely concur. I mean, it's some serious stuff jumping off, you know, and there's a lot of stuff happening at the same time, simultaneously.
Yeah, that is correct. That's why I say there's going to be a crescendo. You understand? All of this stuff going to come together at one time.
Wow.
You know, they're going to think that they're falling on them people. Oh, it's going to be a nasty, nasty, nasty ordeal. You understand? I watched the history camera.
Don't you think that makes you be scared?
Excuse me? What'd you say?
I said, don't you think Baylor should be scared?
Don't I think that what?
Yeah. That Baylor should, the Speaker of the House, don't you think he should be scared?
Listen. You understand? You know, I look at Boehner all the time. I look at him. You understand? And I knew. You understand? From the first time that he was right after Nancy Pelosi became Speaker of the House. You understand? And I looked at him, and I knew for a fact that he was a bigot. You understand what I'm saying? He was part of the problem. He's just as much part of the problem as all of those hardliners. You understand what I'm saying? But see, the problem is that they don't have no plan. They don't have nothing that they can stand on. Even if they put a president out there, you understand? They're all over the place. You understand? They got about 13 president hopefuls. You understand what I'm saying? And each one of them is got their own agenda. You understand what I'm saying? And you can't have that, man. The only one that I see is Rand Paul. You understand? But I don't see that happening because this place is on its way out. There's nothing that they can do to stop it. You know? You understand? There's nothing. You understand? Look here. You understand? The Chinese people are here in America, and they saying that they suffering the same thing as black folks are suffering. Only difference from the Chinese people is that they got a homeland that they can call home. We ain't got that. You understand what I'm saying? So they got a lot of people here. You understand what I'm saying? That's not in favor of the society that we live in, which is all over the world. They all over the place. You understand? That's why it's going to be a total annihilation of the westernized culture. It's going to be gone. Gotta go.
Wow. That's all I can say is wow. I mean, it's a lot going on. Wow.
Yeah. I want to tell you, I ain't going to be on the show Sunday because I tell you they're having an elders luncheon.
Okay, no problem. That'll work. Man, that is crucial.
Yeah. You understand? And we see, one thing that I'm trying to get everybody to understand is, man, dragging our feet is all right if you're going to the club. We ain't got no time to drag our feet when it comes to us building this nation. We ain't got no time for that. You understand what I'm saying? You know, we need to do this with the quickness.
Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. You understand? Things are happening every week. And I want to know for sure from you, and I got a question here. I want to know is this just me, you understand? But is the time going by faster than that?
Yes, it's moving.
So that's right. You understand? I was hoping, I thought it was just me. You understand? So when I say this, I said maybe I'm jumping the gun.
No, you ain't jumping the gun. It's going fast. I mean, for real. And it ain't even no long-term imagination. It's like the days is, they're jumping on top of each other. You know what I mean? And we can't go so fast. Shoot. By the time it's Friday, it's Monday morning again.
That is correct. You understand? That is absolutely, that's how I've been looking at it. I've been saying, man, you know, wow. You understand? The days running into one another, ain't it?
Wow.
And see, the Almighty said that he was hastening the time. And it's even gotten quicker because I was saying that last year, or, as the program progressed, you understand? But it's gotten even quicker since then. You mentioned something in here, man, it's going to be darkness, gross darkness. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, that's got to come into play. You understand? And then the moon and from what they say, from what the scriptures say. I'm going with what the scriptures say. The moon gonna turn blood red. The sun gonna be darkened, and the stars is gonna be dim. Woo! Man, before the Almighty show up. We start looking for him around that time. You understand? Mm-hmm. So one day from the next. You understand? You know, so we need to hasten our trying to figure out how we can get together and do what we need to do to prepare ourselves for this stuff, man. If we want to be saved, during the time that the Almighty brings His great shows His great indignation for them folks. We all knew. We read the scriptures. We all knew that this stuff was going to happen at some point, but you never thought it would happen in the time that we in our lifetime. We always thought it was going to be in somebody else.
I can't get over the fact Congress stepped over the president and sent a letter to Iran to let him know that we're under. Oh my goodness gracious, the law that was old.
Yeah. That's part of the Almighty's plan. Well, that's part of the Almighty's plan.
I mean, that was bold. There was some bad stuff out there, boy.
Yeah, you know, they got. You understand? You know. And there's nothing that no matter what they say or what they do, you understand? It means nothing in the eyes of the Almighty. He already set it up from days of old. You understand? When he said, he made a decree, you understand? And he put these peoples in place, and they had a time period, you understand what I'm saying? That they supposed to be in place. Their time is almost up. And guess what? They put the nails in their own coffin. They putting the nails in their own
coffin. And they fighting among themselves, and he's causing discord among the nations, and they fighting among themselves.
Yep. And all the people, all other nations got to do is sit back and wait, watch them destroy their own self. You know what I'm saying? Of course, man, you know, see, these people are so arrogant. You understand what I'm saying? Is that they will take this place down with them. You understand? And all the other nations, you understand? They ain't going to, there's nothing that they can do to curb this thing from happening. You understand? The Almighty has already ordained it to crash and burn. You understand? You know. This is some powerful stuff here. You understand? Some powerful stuff. I didn't see anything. You know, I said, well, what the what? What is wrong with these folks? But
they got no respect. They have no respect for him. They basically have no respect for him.
That is correct. You understand? And see, you know what's really so stupid? You understand? Nobody wants to tell them the truth. They say, oh, well, you understand? They tiptoe around the questions that need to be asked or the statements that need to be made. You understand? I'm talking about Democrats, and I'm talking about Al Sharpton and all of those other folks that's sitting on the outside. They scared to ask these little teeny-weeny questions, you understand, to get some clarity. Because my first question is to say, what do we do now? What are we going to do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know they're talking now. They're talking. I don't want to quit. I don't want to quit this.
Yeah. You know, The only thing that I'm concerned with, you understand, is that when you know these see we hear, you know, they marched every so often we marched, or our folks have marched on Washington. They marched across the Selma Bridge. You understand? These are just recent things, but I'm sure that we had sit-ins all over this place at any given time. You understand what I'm saying? And they refused to look at the issues. All the issues, everybody's issue was brought to the table but ours. Don't you think that that's something peculiar? You understand? That it has to be something that the Almighty has instilled, has put in place. You understand? We not even looked at as a peoples, you understand, and enough for them to to understand that they caused a real problem, you understand, by not bringing our issue to the table. They brought the Irish issue to the table. They brought the Chinese issue to the table. They brought women's rights to the table. Homosexuality has been brought up, you understand, and all of these things, but somewhat solved. But they never talk about our, our issue. Mm-hmm. You understand? And that's just to let us know that we don't. Our only salvation is in the Almighty. That's just what it's supposed to do. Let us know that we ain't got no. We can't trust them to do anything in our behalf. Period. They not gonna do it.
That is a lot going on.
Yeah. Elron on the line? No, huh?
I don't know. Is he there?
I haven't heard anything. I thought maybe he might be on there just listening.
The more every week something is happening. Every day something different is happening. They had a young man on the news last night here where they have him locked up in jail. The FBI picked him up. And he was on his way up to the to Washington, D.C. to blow up the Capitol. And they
was
watched
he white
him
or
up, and he was white. He was a part of ISIS.
Okay. All right. You know what's so ironic about that? As bad as they treat us, we haven't raised a finger to try to do anything to these folks.
Nope.
We haven't raised anybody that's going to do anything to these folks. It was their own kind.
Yep, that is the truth.
You understand? They had some Chinese people. Matter of fact, I think they got 300 Chinese people that went over to fight with ISIS. You understand? I just heard that on the news. You understand? 300 Chinese.
That's crucial. That's crucial. I mean, you know, so like I said, it's a lot going on everywhere. Everywhere you look, it's a lot going on. And you know what? If Prince Elrond is not here in about 15 minutes, we're going to call it a day. But because I didn't want to have to do a whole show. This was for Members of a Better World. And he did call me today, and maybe something happened, and I didn't get a chance to get to the phone with him or not. But, it's just a lot. I mean, it's a lot going on. I know we have a program director that's working the board. So if Prince Elrond's number's on there, please open up his mic. If not, we're going to let it go in about 15 minutes. But, you know, it's a lot. It's time for us to start paying attention. It's time for us to come together. And I want to make another plea out about the conference call that we have on Sunday. We have a worldwide conference call where they're calling in from all over the world because as we get ready to go sit down with President Obama, we need to know what to ask for. Now, we had our first call on Sunday. I think it went fairly well, but I do want to make an announcement about that. We want people that are going to come on the call that are going to support what we're doing. We're not coming on the, we're not inviting people to further their agendas or have their own personal agendas. We're not promoting, because then we had an incident where someone was trying to promote another organization. That is not what we're doing. We're coming together because we are the ones that have been invited. We are the ones that's going to go sit down. We want to bring everybody to the table so we can figure out what it is we want. And now it all begins to make sense, because why wouldn't he help us after all this? You know what I'm saying? After all this that's been going on, why wouldn't he do that? So we want people that are willing to come together for the same common cause. We understand that there's a lot of organizations out there. You all have done a lot of work, red work, homework, all kind of stuff. But there is an agenda that has been already set for us, and we want the Hebrew Israelites to come together, professional from all, they're calling in from all over the world to be able to come together. Right now we have a brother in England that's bringing the people from Jamaica, Caribbean. He's bringing these people to the table because it's time for us to get together, and people use this as an agenda to advertise. So let me say this. If you're not willing to come on the show, I mean on the conference call to be a part of the team, we're going to disconnect your phone and we will not allow you to come on the scene, because it's really disrespectful, I think, when you call on a conference call and you know what it is and what it's for, and then you turn around and try to advertise your movement. That's not what, we don't do that anymore. So I just want to let everyone know, Brother Donald, do you have the phone number so that you could give them the phone number on this show?
Yes, I do. Hold on one second.
We're going to give you the phone number. It's going to be Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me find it.
I know it's area code 605. I'm not in the house, so I don't have the information in front of me.
Just a second. I'm looking for it right now. I got you. Hold on one second. Let me put my eyes on.
Yeah. And you know, it's bold. I mean, it's bold when people come to the table with his agendas, and they're bold enough to say, well, you know, why don't you all just come up under us? We've done the homework. Nobody didn't tell us to come up under you. And the royal house of King David and the nation of Yehuda comes under no one.
Yeah. Okay, let me give you the number here, and I want to say something also. You know what I'm saying? 605.
That's not to say that we can't work together. I'm not saying that we're the only ones out there doing anything. I'm not saying that. We can work together. But don't try to further your agenda in the process, because we're not going to let you do that. So, Brother Donald, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right. And I want to say this here is that, you know, a lot of us say to, you know, that the government structure is in the Torah. I want to say, yeah, the government structure is, there's a structure that we're supposed to abide by, but how is we supposed to do this here if we don't put it in play? We got to put it in play. You understand? It's not going to just pop on us. You understand? Now, if some of us, you understand, are in disagreement of who's having it, who's doing this here, let's not throw out the baby with the bathwater. You understand? Let's fix what the problem is. You understand? And let us work together to do this. You understand? You know, at some point, you understand, we are the powers that be had gotten in touch with Sister Yaina. You understand? And we're about to set up a time period where we can go before these people. We're only trying to get an agenda, like everybody else. Everybody got an agenda. You understand? So the number here, you understand, to call in on Sunday at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time is 605-562-3140, and the access code is 15-12-86-pound. That's 605 five 562-3140, and the access code is 151286#. You understand? You know, call in, and you know, so that we gotta figure this out. We do it for every other nation, every place we've been. You understand? Captive, man. We carried the ball. We were the slaves. You understand? And we worked in every industry for that particular captivity. Now, when it comes to us, we can't turn our back on us. We got to do something about us. We got to take our destiny in our hand, in our own hands. You understand what I'm saying? Of course, they got a structure, a government structure in the scripture. You understand? But we got to be the people to put it in play. Hallelujah. We're not trying to change anything. We got to put it in play. It says the nation of Yehudah, you understand, all the nations should come under the name of Yehudah. And so the government structure got to be put in place.
That is correct. So whether, you know, I don't know. I don't even have anything to say on that notion. All I do is we're moving forward. We don't even like to have this kind of conversation because we don't like to put anybody down, and we're not trying to assert authority over anybody or do anything. We're just doing what we were told to do, very quietly, very strategically, and we invited everybody to come to the table. But, of course, everybody still comes with that same old agenda, and it's not going to work because that's not what we're about and that's not what we're doing. So, Brother Donny, it is almost 7:30. And I don't know, you know, how you feel about that, but anything else you want to say before we sign off? Because we don't want to do a whole two-hour show. Something must have happened with Prince Elron, and, you know, we're going to let the show go. But I think that it's time for everybody to start paying attention because, I mean, it's looking pretty bad anytime our government is turning on itself. That's really bad.
That is absolutely correct, you understand? And I just want to say that I love each and every one of you with the undying love that I have for the Almighty, you understand? And there's nothing that you can do about it. But I also want to say also is that we need to make this happen. We need to make this happen, you understand? This is our children is at stake, you understand? That's who's at stake, our children. We need to put something in place for them. You understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to get that number one more time for everybody so they'll know this coming Sunday at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. What's the phone number, Brother Donia?
It's on a Sunday at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. The number is 605-562-3140. And the access code is 151286#.
All right, but you heard it straight from the elder. You heard it from the elder of the nation of Yehuda. And we want to say to you, everybody, shalom, shalom. We will definitely see you on Sunday for the show, and we'll see you on the conference call. Hope to see you then. We hope everything goes well with Prince Elron and everything's okay with him. Keep him in your prayers. Shalom, shalom, everybody. We'll see you Sunday. Bye-bye.
Shalom, shalom.